Hi, and welcome to Coffee with Claire. As you know, I am an improviser as well as an educator, and I intertwine that background into helping others whenever I can. And as you also know, this is my very first TV show, and I had a choice when the opportunity was brought to me. I could either say yes and to the opportunity, I could say no but to the opportunity, or I could have not done anything, because doing nothing is actually a choice. It's just a lower percentage choice. And in improv, we have higher percentage choices and lower percentage choices that either have really good or even great payoffs, or it kind of stays kind of safe. And so today, what I'd like for us to think about is the power of yes and. Yes and allows you to accept whatever somebody has given you and be able to move the scene forward. And when we do yes and in improv, we're able to create something that continually moves forward rather than get stalled out. And when you think about that, when you map that into your life, isn't yes and a higher percentage choice? I could have said to Janie when she asked me to be a part of the broadcast, no, but what about if I got this perfume I want to sell you? What? She'd be looking at me like, not just no, but we're never going to call you again. So what I did was I accepted the opportunity and I decided to move that scene forward, or the story of my life forward. So my challenge to you this week is to really think about, when you're asked to do something, do you really embrace the opportunity? Do you allow yourself to do what you really want to do? And if you don't want to do it, if it doesn't resonate in your heart, don't do it. But if it does, and it just makes you a little scared, that's okay. That scared energy is going to turn into something brilliant, because it's going to be channeled into something that you really and truly want. So this week, think about the difference between yes and no but. And by the way, yes but is just like no but. It just makes you feel better because you're saying yes in front of it, right? So think about a conversation that you're having with your husband, with your daughters, with your niece, and yes and the conversation. Just try it out, and it's going to feel weird at first. At first, people are going to look at you like, what are you doing? But after you get used to it, what is going to happen is things are going to start opening up for you. And what I'd like for you to do is to share your experiences with us at coffeewithclaire.tv on our blog, Cool Beans, and let us know how you felt when you were trying this thing out for the first time. Now it's time for the Percolator. The Percolator segment is about taking action steps towards your dreams. In these short segments, we will give you basic foundational skills to help you achieve those dreams step by step. We will also have opportunities for you to get even more information online to help you dig into the details. The theme for this series of the Percolator will be, so you want to open your own business. Bob Minchell from My Coach site and myself will walk you through the basics of starting your own business. So, you have a great idea. People like it. You want to sell it. You're excited. So, you want to start your own business. Now what? We have 7 must-have strategies to help you open your own business, so you want to start your own business. These must-have strategies are messaging, value, sales, pricing, how to find them, how to deliver, and customer satisfaction. Today, we're going to talk about messaging. Messaging being simple to explain with an elevator pitch, simple to present with any type of media, consistent, what they hear, and physical material, cards and brochures. As you know, each show we have dynamite, upbeat guests who are business owners or people who are giving back into the community and love to have fun. And today I am so excited to introduce Janie Rios, our very first guest on Coffee with Claire. Thank you for being here, Janie.
Thank you for choosing me to be the first guest. I'm so excited.
Now, Janie has a lot of different things that she has done. Most recently, she is the co-founder and president of WBTVN, which actually is the station that we're on.
That's so, right.
Janie, I would like, before we actually get into the show, just give them a little bit of a history about who you are, what you've done, as well as, you know, the books that you're doing and everything else that you've got besides just the TV stuff.
Oh, that's a loaded question.
I know.
Yeah. Well, I started, as you know, in video 12 years ago with a video company and moved into e-learning with video. And then founded Women's Broadcast Television Network, which has been a lot of fun, meeting wonderful ladies like you, which we already knew each other, but a lot of other ladies from around the world. And as I was, you know, stayed, the reason I have my businesses is because I wanted to be home with my kids. Mm-hmm. And that was 12 years ago. And I was crying on the way to work, on the way mm-hmm. home. I just didn't, I wanted to be home with my kids.
Sure.
And so I was able to start a company. And that allowed me 12 years ago to be able to home, stay home with my children and then build that business. So now I work from home. I have a great network around the country of wonderful women that I work with. And we started Spirit Fed Entrepreneur, mm-hmm. the book series, because God put it on my heart as an internet marketer, which I've been for so many years, to put him into my business. How can you use your talents of television and internet mm-hmm. and let the world know about me? And so that's when Spirit Fed Entrepreneur came around, and I decided there's so many ladies out there that do exactly what I do.
Yeah.
And we've built businesses by listening and acting, and it's been a great life. And so Spirit Fed Entrepreneur is a collection of all of us ladies that have worked so hard to be home or work from home, just listening to the spirit. Is really what I always tell people, listen to what your spirit, because your goal may be different than mine.
Sure.
You know, and mine was
and it probably
to be
is.
It probably is. We did a whole series on what does success mean, and that was so funny because so many, everybody's idea of success is so different. Mm-hmm. And so, but that's a little bit about me and how everything came about, how Spirit Fed came about. As an internet marketer, we do have multiple businesses going at one time. Mm-hmm. I'm ADD, as you can probably tell. And so it helps me. I can focus on one area at a time. But I really, Spirit Fed was important to me because that does bring spirituality and God, and that's who I am. Mm-hmm. That's how I've been able to have a business for 12 years. That's how I've been able to just trust that I am where I'm supposed to be and just to be.
Right.
And that's how I live my life.
So while you're living all of these different facets of your life, you run into some really interesting people.
Yes.
And one of the people that you've recently met is Shay Vaughn.
Yes.
Who is actually helping you organize the WBTVN.
Yes.
And so tell us a little bit about how that experience happened and how you guys are working as a team.
Oh, that's great. Actually, we've known each other for 2 years.
Okay.
We started Women's Global Leadership Alliance. And so she's been my business partner with Women's Global Leadership Alliance. And we were approached to do a TV show. And we said, you know what? We don't want a show. We want our own channel. Mm. We want a channel for women, content created for women, by women. And that's what WBTVN is all about. So Shay and I have been business partners for about 2 years
okay.
now. And she's in L.A. I'm here. One of our other business partners is in Washington, D.C. She's our chief legal counsel. And so... that's really how our relationship started a couple years ago with WGLA.
I didn't realize that you guys knew each other.
Yeah, she's a president of WGLA and I'm CEO, and we switched with WBTVN. She's CEO and I'm president. So,
I'm not confused.
No, not at all. So that's we have a good time. She's a great lady. She is actor Vince Vaughn's mom. Mm-hmm. So he's a great guy. She's raised 3 fabulous children. They're all in L.A. And so what's a funny little side note on that is that she has 2 daughters that are almost more successful than Vince is.
Really?
But they own production companies and do high-end movies in L.A. So they're behind the scenes, so nobody knows who they are.
Oh, wow.
And so she says, they always ask me about Vince. Because Vince is who we see. We
yeah.
see him in the movies and all of that. But her
he's
daughters...
He's like the face of the family.
Yeah, he's the face of the family, but her daughters are very, very successful in L.A. as well.
All right. Well, chicks rule.
Chicks rule.
Well, what do you see as far as in the future for where we are now as the station and maybe like... just project into even just the next year? Do you see a lot of things happening pretty quickly?
Or? Oh, they have already been.
Oh.
Yeah, we started this about 8 months ago, the production part of it's been in development,
okay,
the actual technology to make it happen. And so what's neat about WBTVN is we've taken all the great TV models, all the great radio show models, and really added to that and made WBTVN, because we developed it from scratch. So we were able to say what we wanted, when we wanted, how we wanted it.
Right.
So what we're able to do, the reason we started it was to give a medium out to business owners and women to get their message out in a neat, clever, awesome way. But at the same time, we also have social media integration, we have database, we have live streaming, we have, you know, we've added all the great bells and whistles that will help anybody grow their business. And so that's why I'm really proud of WBTVN. So where we started was with nothing. Mm-hmm. We were approached to do a channel, one little show. Mm-hmm. Because we own WGLA for all the women, and we're like, no, we're going to make it a channel. So that happened about 6 months ago. We went into development, and now we're making partnerships with Roku, Apple TV, Direct Sling, Comcast, Internet TV networks. And just so people know, I mean, Apple TV viewership started at around 200,000 viewers about 5 years ago. They're over 30 million now.
Wow.
And so within a very, very short period of time, because people are cutting the cable. You can, you know, not have cable anymore. You mm-hmm. just get a Roku box for $10 a month. Now you have a whole everything you'd ever want to watch on TV. So that America's really getting, the world's getting smart. Why am I paying $100, $150 to watch movies? I could be paying $10.
Yeah.
And so that's where internet TV comes in.
And so will this be covered on all of those things that you just mentioned?
Yes.
And so
yes.
Is there a specific way for people to, I'm so new to this.
So we have a little app button. It's called Women on TV.
Okay.
You click that Women on TV and it's us. And then also you can find us on WBTVN.TV. And so you go to that URL, you can find us there. But on Roku and Apple TV, it's an app.
Okay.
And it's just a little W, says Women on TV, and that's us.
And that's they just download it on their phone then?
Or? Yeah, they can do it on their phone, anywhere. Anywhere you can access the internet, you can find our station. Or if you're using Rokus or DirecTV Slings, you can find us through those.
So, you know, one of the things that we talked about earlier in the segment was making higher percentage choices by using yes and as a foundation. And I know that you're really familiar with that because in chapter 6 of my book, Circle Up, we've done an e-learning module together that talks about yes and. And so would you like to play a little yes and game with me? Okay, awesome. All right, so this is just a demonstration for the audience to practice using yes and, all right?
Okay.
And so it's just really step by step by step. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, or actually I'll have you say a neutral statement about today.
Okay.
And then I'll say yes and then I'll add one more piece of information to it, okay? And then when you say yes and, you pick up my one piece of information and you add a little bit more to it.
Okay.
And then that way, what we're going to do is we're going to create a story that's never been told before together. Isn't that
nice? Nice. That'll be fun.
I know, it's so fun. Yes, and you're brilliant.
So are you.
All right. So any neutral statement about the day will be perfect.
We are in a square room.
Yes, and...
It's a general statement.
Yes, and because we're in a square room, we have no corners or no... I can't even do my own thing.
You're doing great.
Thanks. Yes, and because we're in a square room, the sound resonates brilliantly.
Yes, and the sound resonates beautifully. And I'm sitting next to a beautiful co-star.
Yes, and because she's sitting by a beautiful co-star, she is starstruck.
Yes, and I'm starstruck because I love you, Claire.
Yes, and because she loves me, Claire, she's excited to be on Coffee with Claire. Good job!
Yay, okay! We went from a square room to beautifulness. I love that. That's
you know,
a great exercise.
Usually if we do this game long enough, we end up conquering the world.
I love it. Fun.
Well, Janie, thank you so much for being my guest today on Coffee with Claire. Next, as you know, is Follow the Fun, and we have Christy Ellison-Smith, who is the CEO of XO Christy.
Wow. My first question is, we are all so busy, so how do you balance fun with responsibility at work?
Oh, that's a great question. Fun and responsibility, that is the main, I guess, big question there. So for me, fun is a mindset, right? I'm a huge believer in 30-second dance parties and lots of wine. I guess that would be my main thing.
Awesome. Okay. And what are some of the fun things about growing your specific business?
So for me, I'm really highly wired to succeed. So I'm very driven, and I have to take myself out of that to be able to focus on fun. So some of the fun things that I do are spending time with my family. That's one of the main things that I do. And really, it's a focus for me to try to spend some time with myself. Date nights are huge, and exercise, which I really, really need to remind myself to do more of. So those are some of the things that I have to actually purposefully remind myself to do.
So how do you encourage others in their lives to have fun?
Yeah, so this is easier for me, actually, than doing it myself. I can easily tell other people to, you know, really take better care of themselves than have fun. I think, you know, really self-care is huge, and that's something that I think is really fun. Date nights, if you don't have it, you know, do it. Please do it. It really re-energizes yourself and your entrepreneurial spirit. And just being able to spend time with family and friends, taking that mental break really recharges your business. So again, it's easier said than done. I can encourage others to do it. It's harder for me to do that, but I think those are the things that you just have to do to be able to recharge your business. And again, wine.
So have you found that having or owning your business is actually a fun thing?
Oh, absolutely. Recently, very recently, I moved from the corporate world, a fancy pants corporate position, very recently moved and transitioned into a full-time entrepreneur position for myself. And I have found it to be, although very demanding, tons of fun. Working for myself and being able to put those hours in for myself and for my family has been tremendous fun. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your business.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am working and been able to transition into a company and partner with the founders and creators of Proactive, now in their legacy brand, which is Rodan and Fields. So it's a skincare company that is a social commerce company, and it is expanding and creating a global footprint. So essentially, I am building a team and grooming a team that provides skincare to the masses. So it has been incredibly fun and just providing that team building aspect that I was missing somewhat in the corporate position. So.
My last question is, if you had a happy dance or a happy stance, what would it look like?
Oh gosh. I don't know if you're going to get that from me, Claire. A happy dance or a happy stance. Only my kids can get that. I don't know if we're going to get that today, but I'll have to stay tuned. Maybe next time. If you have me back, maybe we'll get the happy dance.
So what's on your mind? Let us know on our blog, coffeewithclaire.tv. At the Cool Bean site, and give us your feedback from your homework this week, which is remember to use yes and in conversations rather than no but. And remember, follow the fun. See you next week. Bye-bye.